The First Polling. That afternoon, economist Ben Carter sat down with Ken and Rex and Mo. Said he, "Our delegation was impressed by what we saw today. Your ancient cities show what we would not have guessed, that Croatians once had what it takes to work and think and plan and build. We all were thrilled, for trade with Earth should put you fellows on the track to bring your former glories back." "But first," said Ben, "I'd like to know exactly what occurred up here some 30 centuries ago. Investors don't like mystery. They don't care if your history is black as tar, but hate surprises. They'll want to know exactly what befell your transportation system, vegetation, and high-rises." Answered Ken, "It has been rumored, and our ancient scriptures tell, of something that befell our planet way back then. According to Apostle Mel, it was a happening involving gods and men, and afterwards Crow never was the same again. Though I should add, another school of thought disputes this, positing instead that one gigantic comet made of ice and granite put the kibosh on the planet. Now, whether Croatians wished to go the interglobal trading way and see the place restored to what it was before, I couldn't say. But we could take a poll and give the answer to you right away." "Then go for it," said Carter, holding up his thumb. So Ken and Mo did make some signs, like twitch and sniff and sigh, that instantly were taken up by several Croatians passing by, and they sent on the signs to other brethren far and wide who understood this tongue. Thus, in an exponential way, the query went forth on its quest toward east and north, evoking yeas and nays across the plains and upper half of Crow, then spread around the lower globe to rise up from the south and west and hop across to Ken and Mo. "We have the poll results," announced the mentions. "It's 50% pro and 50 contra, with a couple of abstentions. Just who these holdouts were, we do not know, but one was certainly a duck, one probably a Navajo." Ben Carter was delighted. 50-50, that was positively nifty. "They've canceled themselves out," thought he. "With no majority opinion to compel us, we can do just what the hell our own best interests tell us." And then he said, "I've got to go, but is there anything you'd like to know?" Asked Mo, "Will beads and barter still be part of any deal?" "I wouldn't count on it," said Carter. "We're talking marketing for real."